I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. You have not been harmed. The last year has been rough. It's not how any of us would have chosen for things to go. Working from home, canceled trips, no unnecessary trips to the store, no concerts, no weddings, no parties, lost time with older loved ones, maybe even lost loved ones. There's no question that we missed out on stuff. It was a tragic event of historical proportions. But you have to catch yourself about how you think about it, because it's already becoming a narrative. It's not fair. It was the worst year in history. It caused irreparable damage. No, what happened was life, and life has never been easy. Did you ever talk to your grandparents or your great-grandparents about their experiences as children during the Depression or the Second World War? Did you ever once hear them complain about how it screwed them over or ruined their lives, about how they never recovered? No, in fact, so much of their wisdom and resilience was rooted in what they learned living through those transformative experiences. Well, look at you. You endured an equally transformative moment of history. Yes, you lost things. Yes, much of this was preventable. Yes, it was hard, but you have also gained things. You learned things. You were reminded of what was important. You have grown stronger for having to struggle, and now you are still standing, and that says something. Start seeing it this way. Ignore the narrative that makes you worse. Remember what Marcus said, your mind will take shape of what you frequently hold in thought, for the human spirit is colored by its impressions. Color your mind with these thoughts, because they are true. You are a survivor. You are resilient. You have not been harmed the way people want to say that you have been harmed. You are going to turn this into something. It's already made you something. And I think that's part of the idea of Amor Fati as well. Not only have you not been harmed, there's opportunities inside it. If you choose to see it this way, don't see it as something you're muddling through, but it's something that's chosen for you, that's transforming you, that you in turn are going to transform. Amor Fati. You can check out an Amor Fati pendant in the Daily Stoic store and an Amor Fati challenge coin, which I carry everywhere. Go to store.dailystoic.com. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominant Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.